Travis is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars. I'm joined in studio by our resident movie critic, Kevin Suarez, a.k.a. Regular Size Kev. Kev, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
We're talking about one film this week. There's been a lot of excitement around it. Shazam. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Sure thing. So a 14-year-old boy has a bit of an accident on the train and wakes up in a cavern where he's given the abilities of Shazam, where he can say the word Shazam and turns into an adult superhero played by Zachary Levi. And the adult superhero goes unnamed for the whole movie, but is usually referred to as Shazam, or a bit more confusingly, Captain Marvel.
This one, I can't say it sounds like, you know, that's what happens to most 14-year-old boys who pass out on trains and wake up in caverns. So this probably was the best case scenario.
Definitely was. I mean, it's a bit of a fantasy for a lot of people, I'll admit, including myself, to one day end up just having a bit of an accident on a train and getting superpowers.
You know? Yeah, why not? What do we think, Mark?
I thought that it was probably one of DC's best offerings when it comes to superhero movies. They haven't had the best track record, especially with the heavy hitters Batman and Superman, or the Justice League, but here I feel like they've finally decided to course correct and make it more fun, make the superhero movies enjoyable and lighter for the audience. It definitely holds that sense of fun for the whole movie, and it occasionally makes fun of other, you know, superheroes in the superhero genre, sort of like Deadpool does, but with less profane and violent methods. But it does definitely maintain that sense of fun, of wonder, and trying to make it a bit of a lighter counterpoint to other, like the more modern superhero movies like Spider-Man and like the other Marvel movies as well. It definitely does have a lot of humor and heart in the movie as well. Especially coming from the lead actor Zachary Levi, this is definitely in his wheelhouse, because he did Chuck, which had a similar premise where a guy wakes up one day where he's got all of the powers of like a super spy. And here in this case, you know, it's sort of like Big, where he wakes up and he's Zachary Levi as an adult. So he's definitely in his wheelhouse, and he did such a good job. He nailed all the funny bits as well as all the dramatic bits as well. But that being said, it is a DC movie, and, you know, there's some bad with the good as well. So I do feel that, you know, with, like, DC movies recently, they do tend to go a bit with the grim, dark, sort of depressing sort of tone, especially with the bigger ones, right?
It's interesting. I mean, you call this a course correction for DC because, as we've seen from the success of the Batman trilogy, the Dark Knight trilogy, I think it's called, that was, it did dark and gritty fairly well, and then they had sort of brooding Superman. I thought actually Man of Steel was quite good with brooding Superman, but then they went a little bit too far, and now they've kind of been lost in a bit of morass of dark and gritty.
Yeah, and with Shazam, even though they do try and go with the more fun method, I do feel that perhaps they sort of underplayed the more dramatic moments of the film as well. It just sort of feels like when the dramatic moment is happening, the main characters may as well just be ordering a sandwich from a sandwich shop. That's the sort of tone that I'm getting from them. It's, you know, I want to see like genuine like upset emotions, but during the sadder moments in this movie, that I want to cry at these moments. That's what Marvel does so well. You know, they can pull off happy and fun, but also really sad as well. But here, it just sort of tried, maybe it was DC's choice to move away from it, I'm not sure, but I feel like perhaps if they tried to sort of pull off the more dramatic moments as well, then this movie could have, for me at least, would have received full marks.
Any other sort of drawbacks?
No, that's about it. I think that DC, hopefully with the next couple of DC movies, they sort of go on to this sort of tactic, since Zack Snyder's more darker approach didn't seem to work out for them.
Well, actually, let me put this one to you. If this is a course correction for DC, if Shazam is the movie that's going to shift things for DC and suddenly they're going to start doing these bright, happy, comical films, how does that fit in with the other films they've got upcoming? I mean, really, how are they going to fit Shazam, this sort of childish wish-fulfillment character, into the broody Superman and everything else that they've established and the movies they're trying to create next.
I guess the same way that DC does the TV shows, where Arrow is the brooding superhero and so is, to some extent, Supergirl. But then they also have the more funner and funnier The Flash and Legends of Tomorrow, and then they can sort of serve as a comic relief or moments of humor or warmth during the more serious moments in any future Justice League or group movies.
Mm. All right, well, Regular Size Kev, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Our resident movie critic, as I say, Regular Size Kev, Kevin Suarez, taking us through Shazam!